On the 22nd of July, 1416, exasperated by oppression and tyranny, the people of Giovinazzo rebelled against the mercenary leader Manfredo da Barbiano, Count of Conversano, who had been given the estate of Giovinazzo by the powerful D'Angio Durazzo family. During the uprising, the fortress symbol of his dominion was attacked, set on fire, and partially destroyed. In the following years, the Gonzaga family ordered the construction of the Palazzo del Governatore, the governor's palace, on the site previously occupied by the castle walls. This building, known also as Palazzo del Capitano del Popolo, Palace of the Captain of the People, was the symbol of a new era for the community. It had a majestic colonnade of five arches, which were bricked up in the last century and turned into commercial enterprises, but still visible as a reminder of the past centuries. The imposing building gave its name to the square, which took shape around it without any architectural model. In the last century, the name was changed to Piazza Umberto I to honor the King of Italy assassinated in 1900 by the anarchist Gaetano Bresci, an Italian emigrant who returned to Italy from the United States with the sole aim of assassinating the king. Adjacent to the palace is the Arco Traiano, Arc of Trajan. Although its name invokes Roman times, it was in fact built in the 14th century. It was built using milestones dating back to the 2nd century from the Via Traiana in order to give the town an important entryway. Every milestone bears a commemorative inscription celebrating the Roman Emperor Nerva for having built the road linking Benevento to Brindisi in 109 AD, thus facilitating communications between Rome and the East. The epigraph is now illegible, but is faithfully transcribed on a slab of stone. Emperor Caesar, son of the divine Nerva, Trajan was the adopted son of Nerva, Nerva Trajan, conquering Germany and Dacia, pontiff in the 13th year of tribunician power, in the 6th year as emperor, in the 5th year as consul, father of the homeland, built the road from Benevento to Brindisi with his own funds. The Arco Traiano leads to the older part of the town, a place where every stone tells a story, where the past is still alive in the roads and in the squares. From here, you can visit the old town and breathe in the legends and history of this land.